Proclamation number 8142 of 4th of April, 1962. Light and power supply must be coveted. My flow of grace shall always be accessible to you as soon as you want to let it flow into you. I never set limits to this flow of grace, but you yourselves, i.e., your will, determine the strength with which it can touch you. And therefore you will be allowed to receive unlimitedly if you desire my flow of grace. And my flow of grace always means the supply of strength which your soul feels beneficially and which helps it to mature. For the soul is addressed by me and my address can never remain ineffective. The soul feels my love and reciprocates it, and this always means approaching me. It means taking a step further towards the height. This is why you are always the recipients when you let yourselves be addressed by me. This is why you must irrevocably ascend through every connection with me which my address earns you. But I also want you to increase in knowledge, and therefore every address is also connected with an instruction. I seek to impart knowledge to you which you once possessed but which you lost through your own fault when you consciously turned away from me and headed towards darkness. I want to return this knowledge to you if you desire it of your own free will, for possessing the light of knowledge also enables you to consciously change your earthly path, always with the goal of finally uniting with me and being blissfully happy again, as you were in the beginning. Thus my address brings you strength and light. The soul gains knowledge and now also applies the strength flowing to it correctly, i.e., it uses it for its perfection. My address can never remain without effect, provided, however, that it is desired and made possible by the human being himself through his will. And therefore you can do nothing better than contact me as often as possible and appeal for strength and light. I will never ignore such a request, and I will never deny myself to you. After all, you belong to me for all eternity, and I also long for the bond with you. Yet you must establish it yourselves because you once severed it yourselves. Yet no human being will call to me in vain who wants to be united with me. His will is always the guarantee that I will draw close to him, that I will be so close to him that he will be able to hear me if only he listens inwardly in faith and love for me. And then his earthly life will never be idle either, for the strength and light flowing to him will be beneficially felt by the soul and also utilized correctly. The soul will mature and fulfill the purpose of its earthly life. The soul will recognize its outcome and strive towards it again with all its strength, and it will be supported by me in every way. And therefore you should also know what an unheard of gift of grace your Father bestows upon you when he addresses you himself. You should know that without my help you are weak and without light, that your soul would neither see the path nor have the strength to travel it. But I show you the path and enlighten it, and I provide you with the strength to walk it, even if it ascends. But you yourselves must give me the opportunity. You must seek contact with me of your own free will and desire to be addressed by me. And truly, your desire will be fulfilled wherever and whenever it may be, for this bond with me is your purpose of earthly life which will truly also lead you to the goal, to the final union with me, your God and Father of eternity. Amen.